So I can't really think of any other way to say this except to really put it simply. Long distance runner, the best at what they do. They're the bloody best at what they do. The music is serious, it's emotive, it's full on. Yeah. It's very loud. So loud that we've actually got them set up outside of the BFM studio. They're set up in the lounge, which is very exciting for me. Thank you to Amelia, cackling in the background. Amelia's
she did a wonderful job.
Teed it all up. So I'm very excited. In studio, members of Long Distance Runner, good evening.
Kia ora.
How's it going?
Very well, thank you. You going to jump in, Sam? Yeah, too, mate.
Sam and Mike.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello. 2017's been a pretty good year for you. You started off early, started off well with your debut release, No Value.
Yeah. We had some ups and downs, though, like everyone else.
Yes. A few lineup changes?
A few lineup changes, yeah, in less than a year. It was pretty good. But
it's solidified now, though, right?
I think so, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Bloody hope so.
Yeah, next person to leave has to pay me $500. And I get to punch them in the nuts as hard as I want. Actually, I owe Richard a punch in the nuts, actually.
What did he do to deserve it?
Well, I told him if he quits the band, he gets a punch in the nuts and owes me $500.
That's dangerous.
He's got a good job too. He can pay for it. He can afford it.
That's dangerous.
Damn, beef on radio.
It's more. I never hope to ever be in a situation where I get in a fight because I'm like, what if I king hit someone? Or what if you punch someone in the nuts and you ruin their chance of children?
Yeah, that would suck.
No, that's close. Richard's a pretty fertile dude, so I'm sure he'll be fine.
Oh yeah. My gosh. Hey, I mentioned your bloody record. That's what we wanted to talk about. It was a pretty strong debut, I must say. It wasn't, you weren't mucking around. The design was really nice as well.
Great font.
Mm.
What was the font?
I don't know.
I remember someone seeing it and being like, whoa, I really like this font. And I was like, sweet, thanks.
Yeah.
Also, it's one of those names where, like, you wouldn't really think about calling your band Long Distance Runner.
Yeah.
But it works so perfectly. Can you maybe talk to...
To why?
Yeah.
When you start a band, there's always that discussion of what band you want to be called and what's the name going to be and...
Set the tone?
Yeah, you know, and you're trying to find the right one and, like, you know, there's lots of joke names going around, like, we were Dust Beetles for a little bit and... But it came down to, like, two names, I think, in the end, or two or three, and then... Yeah, and then it was just like, where's the one, the winner on the day, I suppose.
Hey, Sam, can we get you on mic? You, Jono and Simon used to perform in Parents.
Mm-hmm.
You were roped in, you were one of the first to be roped in into this new group once Parents kind of was put to the back burner, shall we say. What was it like when you were asked to join?
I was shitting my pants.
How come?
I've seen Will drumming and I was like, I definitely can't do that. So
Will is the drummer of Parents. He was known for spending 8 hours a day practicing.
And then he'd run for six.
And then, yeah.
I had a job, I can't do that.
Yeah.
But you said yes.
Yeah, I said yes. Just Simon talked me into it.
Yeah, I said to him, I was like, you know, don't worry about it. Like,
he said, we'll work you hard and make you good.
and what was the pitch to the other guys?
I think we all sat down at the same time, actually.
Yeah, we did, and I think like me and Johnny just talked to him like this is what we want to do. If you don't want to do it, quit the band now. And they all agreed at the time. But it was just basically, you know, we want to start a band. We want to play some shows. We're not going to go like super crazy, you know, like we're not going to play 100 shows a year or anything like that. Like it's, we might want to tour every now and then, and like, you know, just we want to record and we want to have a good time. And like, if you can, join the band. And like, it was just like we seen the other people playing other bands.
We talked about sound a little bit as well.
Yeah, we did all that kind of stuff, I suppose.
And what were those discussions?
To be honest, I think, like, just really early on, we just wanted to be, like, we want to do something different. Like, it's going to be emotive and heavy because that's what we, like, that's what we want to do. But apart from that, open to everything, bring everything. But then, like, kind of just maybe be a bit more experimental.
What do you mean by experimental?
Maybe, like, just, like, people having different ideas of what the genre is and, like...
Yeah, and ways
and not even knowing what the genre is.
Yeah, and just ways to express it. And I think probably a lot more, like, just jam idea-oriented and then just taking the very best pieces and turning them into songs. Yeah.
Cool. Simon, that kind of goes to what we've had discussions about as well, which is finding people who don't play heavy music and making them play heavy music.
Yeah, I think getting people who don't play heavy music to play heavy music is cool because, like, you know, you get them in and they're, like, super excited about it. Like, they're like, oh, man, this is actually really fun and I'm really looking forward to doing all this kind of stuff. And, yeah, like you know, they've got different ideas about it, about what to do, you know.
Mm. You guys give it your all when you play. You're about to give it your all, aren't we?
Yes.
What's it like when you're in the thick of it?
I don't know about for the other guys. I'm just trying to breathe most of the time, like, and stay in time. Like, I'm just sort of concentrating and staying in time. But, like, I don't know, I don't look out to the crowd very much. So I only look back towards the band, so yeah, it's kind of like we're there. I don't know. What about for you guys?
Like, just like quite like visceral and like sensory in the way that you have to stay on point with what everyone else is playing, and you have to do that visually because it's quite chaotic. And then you're not really thinking about exactly what you're playing, because if you do that, you're probably messing up anyway. So it's kind of meditative in a way as well. I don't know.
For me, it goes really fast. Like, it's like you start a set, you're just concentrating only on that one thing. And then it's like, well, it's a 15-minute set. So that's one reason it goes fast. But, yeah, it's over, like, really quick because you're just in the zone pretty much that whole time.
Oh, well, we're going to get you in the zone. Thank you so much for coming up. This is an experiment. It was sounding good when we were sound checking it before. I'm sure it's going to sound fantastic. And I'm so happy to have you here. I mean, you guys have been on... I'm ending up saying this to everybody, but you have been, like, you've been on the list for a while. But I've known that we wouldn't have been able to accommodate you until now that we have the skills of Amelia to sort it out. Yeah, really stoked to have you.
Props to Amelia.
Yes. Props, thank you for having us.
So I'll let you walk off.
You just want us to start playing straight away?
I guess so, yeah. I'm going to say your Bandcamp name. If you like what you hear, make sure you head to longdistancerunnernz.bandcamp.com. While you're there, you can also pick up one of their vinyl 7-inch records. Some apparel as well, some t-shirts which they've designed. Hear a rumble? 95 BPM.
In this wasted moment, let the sun set down.